Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone, Logan Veith, our guest this morning. He is going to talk a little bit about something new that's coming to Tivoli Fest in the Danish Villages here this coming Memorial Day weekend, and we should have a lot of fun with this one. Logan, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you, Jim?
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time here this morning. Abelskivers have always been a part of Danish culture, of course, and the Tivoli Fest activities. A lot of folks have enjoyed an awful lot of Abelskivers over the years. However, this year at Tivoli Fest, a few folks, it sounds like, are going to enjoy a whole lot of Abelskivers.
Yep, that is true. We are going to have the first ever World Abelskiver Eating Contest. And so we are having it officially sanctioned. There's a body called Major League Eating, and they are the official sanctioning body for competitive eating. And they do such programs as Nathan's Hot Dogs Eating Contest on Coney Island, July 4th. And so we pitched the idea. They loved it, and we're going to have a whole bunch of professional eaters. The field looks like there's about 12 coming in, and from all over the United States.
Wow.
So it's going to be a fun time.
Logan, I've got to ask you, when you came up with this idea and pitched it to the folks in Elkhorn, how many crazy looks did you get?
Well, I got a few crazy looks, but the people at Elkhorn are amazingly progressive, and they just want to celebrate the Danish heritage and their community, and they really embraced it. But yes, I did get a few crazy looks like, what's this guy talking about? So it's been a lot of fun getting to know people and actually having my idea accepted and getting a whole bunch of people behind it. There's just so many that have come out of the woodwork to help us, and it's just much appreciated.
Yeah, well, it kind of just proves that it doesn't matter where you are or what your idea is. If you can make it viable, it doesn't matter that it's a small town. You can make it happen.
Yes, exactly, exactly. The idea really sprang from one of my good family friends, Mark and Becky Rold, their son, who's living over in Denmark now, was back for Tivoli Fest last year. And so we were over at his house, and we were discussing, and he said, you know what, Tivoli needs an eating contest. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. That's awesome. That's a good idea. Well, what would it be? Well, Abelskiver. Really? Why is that? And then from there, he proceeds to tell me that about Major League Eating and competitive eating and how there's this culture that you don't know about, but people are starting to become aware of it, about competitive eating and the uniqueness of an Abelskiver. Because when you talk to people, even around this region, and you say, Abelskiver, they're like, what's that? And so, anyway, I guess the competitive food eaters are really loving the idea of having this unique food, because everybody knows what a chicken wing is or hot dogs, but when you say Abelskiver, it's kind of a talking point.
It'll be educational as well as entertaining.
Yes, exactly. Well, anyway, we started talking about it, and so he headed back to Denmark, and one sleepless night, about 2 weeks after he left, I just had this want and drive to, hey, let's try to make this happen. And so I contacted Major League Eating to figure out exactly how to sanction what it required. I then went to the Shelby Chamber of Commerce and was trying to figure out what was going on there. And Todd Valine just did a marvelous job of helping me out. And then I contacted several corporations, seeing if I could get sponsorship. Betty Crocker, which does Bisquick, Hungry Jack, and Trustees, which is owned by Continental Mills. And I approached them and asked them, and two of them didn't take me up on it, but Trustees said they would love to provide product for the competition. And then from there, after I got the ball rolling, then I did present to the Better Elkhorn Club and the Tivoli Committee my idea. And the last thing I want to do is get this great idea and then set it in somebody's lap and let them handle it. So anyway, just started trying to put some my notes to the grindstone, and things are going really, really well.
Excellent. This is going to take place, it sounds like, on Saturday, May 27th during Tivoli Fest, and you're bringing in these professionals, I guess you could call them, these folks that are on kind of the eating circuit, but it's going to be an opportunity for some others to get involved locally too, right?
Yes, yes. In fact, we have two rounds. The first round is an amateur round, and so we have at the Danish Village website, we have a cart where you can click and say, hey, I want to participate, and we will take the first 15 people. Does not matter gender, just as long as you're above 18 years old or older than 18, and we will have a $30 entry fee. From there, what they have to do is eat 25 Abel Skiver or 5 minutes. Time limit. And so basically, if you can eat 25 Abel Skiver, the contest is over, and we'll figure out who second place is, which is how many they've ate. If they can't, then at 5 minutes, we stop the competition and we count how many each member of the amateur round ate, and then we decide. And there's a prize of $150 for first and $50 for second.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know there's money on the line, too, for those, I guess we call those professional eaters that'll be here as well. And they're going to have a little bit longer time, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. Let's see. First place is about $1,500, and second place is $1,000. The thing about the professional eaters is that because they move around, it's on their dime to travel. So it's one of those things that we don't have an entry fee for them, but because they're spending their money to come into Iowa or wherever the eating contest is. But for Elkhorn, they'll be here. So, and the professional round's going to have 12 professional leaders. And so far we have 10 of the 12. Of those, we have the world ranked number 6, number 8, number 10, number 12, number 32, and number 36 world-ranked eaters going to be participating. And then there's two others that are kind of trying to figure out if they're going to do it or not, and I don't know who they are, or else I'd give you their rank. Mm. So they have 8 minutes to eat as many Abel Skiver as they can, and supposedly, they think they're going to eat 100 Abel Skiver. So,
oh boy,
we're just going to see how. Yes, we're going to see how much they can, and we're going to get a world record here come May 27th at 2 p.m.
This is the first time, so you'll be setting the standard.
Yes, you betcha.
Now, I have to ask you, we all know that the Abel Skivers are the small, round Danish pancakes, but they can be served a lot of different ways, syrup, sugar, powdered sugar, different ways that folks enjoy them, perhaps some jelly on them. How will these be served?
They will be served dry. Basically, at least the professional leaders are going to basically have a cup of water, they're going to probably douse them and try to swallow them. It's not going to be one of these, hey, let's sit down for a nice breakfast. It's going to be a little bit of chaos and mayhem watching them just kind of stuff their mouths full of Abel Skiver. The amateurs are probably going to do the same way, but I'm sure we'll have some syrup or something like that sitting by in case somebody wants that on their Abel Skiver.
Yeah, anyone with a 2-year-old child knows exactly what it's going to look like.
Oh, yeah. It's like the one-year-old with the first cake. It's going to be all over the place.
It's going to be a mess, but fun.
Yeah.
A fun mess. Yeah, it'll be very interesting. And, you know, these guys, when they go to, well, for example, the hot dog eating contest or chicken wings or whatever, well, you can buy those things. You can practice. I wonder how much practice they get doing Abelskivers.
I don't know. We haven't given out the recipe. Just learning a little bit about the culture. I'm from Shatter, Nebraska, and you know, everybody has a little bit of a different recipe, and they have a secret ingredient that they don't let out so that people won't know how to make what they do exactly. And so they might have done some research and tried, but we'll see what happens, because I haven't heard about any of them practicing. But no, you can't really purchase Abelskiver on the market.
Well, this should be a lot of fun. This will happen early afternoon, so folks will get a chance to get in, to rummage around a little bit, enjoy the parade, and then maybe get some lunch, and then settle in. And this is a viewable thing. You're encouraging folks to come on out and watch.
Oh, yes, you betcha. Saturday is going to be a wonderful event. 11 o'clock, we're going to have that parade, that beautiful parade that Elkhorn has. From there, we're going to have our Abelskiver and Medisipal breakfast. And we have jelly, we have syrup, we have powdered sugar. However you want to eat your Abelskiver, they have them. And so we welcome everybody to come down there. And that's probably around 11:45, and it'll go till about 2 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock at the fire station, we will have the stage set up, and we're going to watch some amateurs and some professionals eat some Abelskiver, and we're going to see how many people can put down.
Well, I feel pretty safe in saying that they'll be more consumed at this year's Tivoli Fest probably than at any other Tivoli Fest in the past.
Yes, I'm going to have to say yes. We are looking at making about 2,500 Abelskiver for just the competition, and that's not for any of the breakfast or anything like that. So I guess the breakfast has got about 2,500 more ahead than what they have in the past already.
Well, that's going to be a lot of pressure for those cooking to make sure they're not raw in the middle.
Oh, yes. And the thing about it is we have the Village Cafe, Jim, down there, who's the owner and operator. He is taking it upon himself to make the Abelskiver ahead of the competition. So we're working on freezing them and thawing them out and figuring out how well they hold up and getting them in. And, you know, he's just done a wonderful job of just volunteering and helping us out. And, you know, if you ever get a chance to come up to Elkhorn Sunday morning brunch, he's got the standard Danish breakfast, and it's just wonderful up there.
Excellent. Well, a lot of good reasons to hit Tivoli Fest anyway, but this gives you one more good reason to stop on by and enjoy what should be a great day, and a record-setting day for that matter, too. Hey, Logan V.,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your time and all the work that you and your team have put in and putting this together. Should be a lot of fun.
You betcha. I really appreciate it. And, you know, all the support that I have received from everybody in Elkhorn and the surrounding communities has just been wonderful. And I really hope that this will make an impact and get more people from around the country to come into this beautiful area, see the type of people that we have here, and just have a great Memorial Day weekend.